This is the Way of Fairness. I want to say something about The Pretender by Foo Fighters. It's like my favorite song, I think. And you can read the lyrics on Spotify. And there's one place where I wonder if the word is wrong. And he says, the need that you keep, or anyway, I can't remember, but it's the way I interpret it is we need you buried deep. In other words, we need you to die because of the secrets you have. And the way it comes across on their translation is a different meaning. The need that you keep or hide or whatever, like you have some need. So it's a totally different meaning. Dave Grohl himself, or whoever wrote the lyrics, might have written the wrong word. And let me explain what I mean. How could the guy who wrote it write the wrong word? Well, the guy who wrote it was channeling. He was in telepathic communication with ET, or if you don't like the idea, they might not be from somewhere else. So they might not be extraterrestrial, but they're invisible and they're secret and they are, they're here. And a lot of us know they're here because we can hear them telepathically in our mind. So, what if the guy that wrote those lyrics was trying to write this song about pretenders? See, I grew up in a religion of pretenders. And they pretend that the truth is what they're told. And when you start seeing that it's not really that, you realize that you've been pretending. And most people there know they're pretending. They know that they are pretending. Falsehood is true, and true is false. They know it. Maybe there's some that still don't know it. Like when you're four and you still believe there's a Santa Claus from the other pretenders. You know, and then you get a little older, you realize, oh, they were all pretending that there's a Santa Claus. Well, that's what I think the song's about. And check it out, listen to it. It's a fantastic song by Foo Fighters, and called The Pretender. And it says in there that you're not permanent, you're temporary. See, that is Buddhism. So the pretenders, they're pretending that I have this eternal family. The Mormon churches, families are forever. Well, a lot of us have abuse from our families. So that's not an appealing concept. We have left. You know, we've grown up and we've left the nest. We're on our own. And we're getting support from somewhere we can get support, and we can't get any support from pretenders because we don't want to pretend anymore. And we're not going to. So, Nirvana drummer was Dave Grohl, and Kurt Cobain was the vocal and the lead guitar, and he died. Kurt Cobain died from Nirvana, and Dave Grohl went on and formed Foo Fighters. Recently, their drummer died from drug overdose, apparently. You see the pain that this inflicts on people is so great that they get relief from drugs and then they get addicted to drugs. And it's this misery of suffering from incoherence. There's no truth. It's all false. Everything we're hearing is a lie. And it's not coherent. It doesn't make sense. And that's extremely painful, to live in an incoherent group of, with an incoherent group of people. They're not sane, by definition. They're incoherent. They're pretenders. So our method, our goal, our purpose is to get people in a safe place where they can have the courage to put their fear aside and listen to that song, Pretenders by Foo Fighters. And there might be all kinds of telepathic or internal thoughts happening in your mind, threatening you, telling you that you're going to hell, that God hates you, whatever it might be. When you consider something else is true other than what they told you is true, it fights against you. At least it did with me. And so the people that are still pretenders, they can all realize, hey, we're pretenders, so let's get control of this thing, this cult, this religion, this political party, this government, you know, like the Soviets can do this and get control of the insanity of the oligarchs and of the ruled by the most powerful, most ruthless one that rules the whole country, and they set up shop with their inner circle of controllers, like people supporting Hitler or supporting Trump. Or if you think that they're the actual truth, then you would see it as the supporters of Biden as supporting falsehood because you're still deceived. Now, the Democratic Party, I don't have any faith in either, because they're not practicing this way of fairness that is the only way I know of to solve this problem peacefully. So that we just explain the truth peacefully. Don't back somebody into the corner. They're going to fight back. You know, plant the seed of truth, like, you know, there is an actual moon out there. We have telescopes, you know, give evidence, and then that plants the seed. The evidence is that there's not a creator God out there, because we have telescopes and we have microscopes showing us that we evolved from DNA and that we're one of five great apes. They have a hell of a time accepting that. They don't want to be no damn monkey. They want to believe Trump is Jesus instead. They don't want to believe evolution. And there's otherwise very kind, sane people, but they're hung up on that one place. They don't want to think that they're going to die and they're only temporary, that there's no God. They don't want to buy it. They want to believe something else. They want to pretend something else. That's why. So that's why we have compassion, we have empathy for their position. And I'm connected with the extraterrestrials or whatever they are to a very high degree, because they also appreciate truth, and they're atheists too, and they're very powerful. They're just waiting for humans to do whatever they do. Right now I had a dream that I pushed button A because I was in so much misery. They said, do you want to destroy everything? Push button A. And I pushed button A. I only thought about it for 10 seconds and I pushed button A, because I didn't want this abuse to happen to anyone else ever. I would rather have there be nothing at all than to have anybody go through this abuse. So I pushed button A. Now they are helping me, and recently I was greatly offended by this scenario that I'll tell you, I'll explain. And it's happened a few times with a group of people. And they say to each other, do you want him? And they laugh. And I feel this strange fear inside, like the gang is going to hurt me. Like they own me. Well, my intention is to turn that around onto them. And I'm asking the ET power to help me do that. So that me and ET people, we don't know how many of them there are. There might be 1,000 for every human being. And they're all watching every human being's every thought. You know what I mean? And it's like, don't be afraid. They tell me, don't be afraid. So, you know, they had the old idea, the all-seeing eye, God watches this, and nobody likes that idea of being watched all the time. It provokes a fight if somebody's watching you all the time. As an animal, as one of 5 great apes, our instincts are to stop that from happening to us because it's threatening our lives. It's like the prey animal does that. The prey animal is watching you, every move you make, and you don't know where it is. It's camouflaged, and it's watching you, and it knows what you're thinking and doing. So this can be really horrific if you experience this in a paranormal, unordinary consciousness kind of way. Like I had the experience, like the house is alive and it's closing in on me. Things like that. I don't know if you've had experiences like that while you're sleeping or falling asleep and that kind of thing, kind of in the realm of bad dreams. So they are like the all-seeing eye, but they're not telling us what to do. They don't own us. We're not theirs. We don't belong to them. They didn't create us. It's like me just observing an anthill. I know they're there. They're just really that not that significant. But then one day one of the ants realizes I'm there and asks me for help. And I'm going, wow, the ant's waking up. That's like me to them. So some of us are waking up to the fact, for us, it's a fact, experiential fact, that they're here. And they're helping us. And they can hide our keys, or they can put our keys right in plain sight. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. That's how you know they're here. And you think, no, this is not what... there's nothing to this, so I'm just not thinking straight. And then the mark on the table that you thought was there, and then it's not there, then it's there again. It's there again, and it's like, how did this, I know this is a fact. I know I'm experiencing this, because I just washed the table yesterday, and there was no blemishes on the table. And now there is again. Now see, that's my dog friend that talks to me, that's how he talks. Thank you. I can understand words and what they're saying. He's saying, don't tell someone. Keep it secret. So, see, the animals are helping us with this stuff, too. Well, I am one. I'm an animal helping the animals. There's nothing wrong with being a form of life from planet Earth. Unless we're stupid, you know, then there's something wrong. If there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with you. If there's not, there's not. So... I'm sure there's things wrong with me right now that I'm not aware of, and I'm trying to find out everything that's wrong with me so I can correct it. Anyway, the fact that they know what we're doing seems to be clear. The fact that they can hear what I'm thinking seems to be obvious, and the fact that they are helping me seems to be obvious. So, just a minute. I gotta get this. Oh yeah. I remember now. It was that. Those people that claim they own me and do you want him, and they put me in fear. Like they have power over me. And I want power over them instead. So the ET, the conversation in my mind is that they're about ready to burn the house down. And I'm like, I'm not in the house. Go ahead if that's what you want to do. And the stuff I lose, I can replace. I still have me, so I'm not concerned about everything burning up. In fact, I have fantasies, kind of playful, to make myself feel better about my experience of them trying to claim me and putting me in fear. I want them to be in complete fear when they have thoughts of putting me under their control. They will just suddenly be in panic, unknown panic, and I can, like, well, stupid, quit trying to control me, and you won't keep hurting yourself. You're dumb to do that, you know, that's stupid. There's something wrong with you that you're trying to put me under control. So, I'm like thinking Shiva, although I'm an atheist Shivite, so I don't like Shivites that don't like me for that. And I know there are people, there are gurus in Hindu religion that are monsters, just like in the Christian religion and the Muslim religion and so forth. And there was one in the Sikh religion, Yogi Bhajan. And it's usually about sex, and they lie that they have sex, and they're raping children in the name of God. It happened with Warren Jeffs, the split off from the LDS religion. So anyway, I fantasize that those people that are guilty of harming me, that Shiva burns them up and they're just a pile of ashes. They're gone. I don't want them around. I still don't want them around. Have a great day.